It is 38 minutes after 7 a.m., and I am joined this morning by Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. I'm not giving it up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep including it.
Well, it should be. We're the Worcester Post, but we cover Wayne and Holmes County both, so yeah.
It helps if I push the right button. I'm like, why are you not loud? Because I didn't push the right button.
We'll get it going. It's early.
It's because you're not here as often because you guys are so busy at the Worcester Post.
Yeah, we're doing a lot across our district, across our state. We're staying busy with all kinds of things. We've got through the summer. Now we're getting into those winter months and coming up on a lot of different things. And so, yeah, we've been incredibly busy.
And one of those things that are keeping you busy is now that we're back in school.
Yeah. School started. We always tend to kick that off with a little bit of conversation with everybody about, you know, the kids getting back. And it's kind of that routine that we don't get used to seeing the buses on the roadway. And then coming to October, we have every year is School Bus Safety Week. And so that starts next Monday and it runs through Friday. So what that is it's an opportunity for us to kind of educate people, to bring it to their attention. We look at a lot of different things about how we're getting information out to people. We look at the enforcement end of things. We work with schools. We try to be, together with them and what they're doing and what they're seeing on a daily basis. And so School Bus Safety Week is one, you know, we focus on the safety aspect of the school bus. And so I don't know if a lot of people know it, but the Highway Patrol is responsible for inspecting all the school buses in the state of Ohio.
Because you guys have nothing else to
do. Nothing else to do. But it's one of those things that is incredibly important, and we have people throughout our agency that are trained specifically in those inspections, and they'll go around not just this week, but throughout the year, because there's a lot of school districts in the state of Ohio, and so that equates to a lot of buses. And so, but they will look at every single bus in the state of Ohio, and they'll inspect them. They'll look at all the safety things, the brakes, the tires, all of those things, the mechanical parts, and the safety things that go with the bus. So that's the one thing that we're doing. But on top of that, we're going to, you'll see us a lot more, and I guess this is kind of what I want to let people know, is you're going to see us in the school zones. You're going to see us following school buses for the next week across the state. It's a focus that we put our attention to every year to try and make sure that the kids are getting to and from school as safe as possible. I don't know anybody that doesn't put the safety of children at the forefront of what they're doing most of the time. So you will see us in a lot of different capacities. One, we might be sitting in a school zone, just kind of watching those buses go to and from. You might see us following a school bus, and what we're watching for there is to make sure that people are stopping for the school buses.
Because there are people who don't.
Right. And
which
so,
is not smart.
Yes. And so getting into that, in 2023, as an agency, you know, across the state of Ohio, we issued over 700 citations for passing stop school buses.
That's horrible.
Yeah, not 70, 700. I didn't misspeak with that extra zero. So it's something that happens a lot, and the rule of the law for school buses is you'll see the school buses traveling on the roadway and you'll see those yellow amber lights come on. That's letting you know that they're getting prepared to stop. And so as you see those yellow lights come on, start looking around, seeing the driveways, the houses that are around you. You'll see kids typically either at the end of a drive, you'll see them at a bus stop, you'll see maybe a car parked at the end of the driveway with the parents that are sitting there with him. That's a clue.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's a clue to let you know where that school bus is going to stop.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, right? It's an alarm going off. It should be. And so when those yellow lights come on, if you start looking around a little bit, you'll typically be able to pick out where they're going to stop. And then once they come to a stop, the red lights come on and that stop sign pops out the side of the bus. You are required to stop when those red lights come on and that stop sign comes out.
We learned that in kindergarten, preschool.
Right.
Red means stop.
Yes, red means stop. And so the law says that you need to stop at least 10 feet back from the front or the rear of the bus when it comes to a stop. You're then required to remain stopped until that stop sign goes off and those red lights go, or until that stop sign goes away and the red lights go off. If you don't, the bus drivers are able to get your license plate number. A lot of the school systems that we deal with now have cameras on their bus that monitor that traffic that comes past them from the rear and from the front. They also have, the cameras inside of the buses, and they're able to give us that information. And by law, we're able to write a citation based on that bus driver's observation. So there's not too many traffic laws that we most of the time we have to observe them. In this case, a bus driver can take down your information. They pass it along to us, or that camera captures that information. We will then follow up with that, and typically 9 times out of 10, we're going to issue that citation for passing that school bus. So I don't think a lot of people realize that that's kind of how that works, that they think, oh, I'm in a hurry, I'm going to get by, it's going to be fine. But typically, you're going to end up with a citation out of that.
No child's life is worth a couple extra seconds.
Right. And you know, it is frustrating if you're the one behind the bus and you're following the bus and it's making 6, 7, 8 stops and you're in a hurry. We get it. However,
leave earlier.
Yes. Leave earlier. Plan ahead. Know the routes that you travel every day, probably, and you follow these school buses.
They're not just going to magically, right. Like, they well, take maybe on a rare case,
on a rare occasion,
where a kid moves into the area. But
most of the time, they're on a set pattern, and they go to the same places at the same times every day. So prepare yourself for that. A lot of the other things that we see are people just aren't paying attention, right? We talk about that all the time.
All the time.
Right. They're distracted. They're not focused on what they're going, or there's a vehicle in front of them and they didn't see it coming and they didn't pay enough attention to get stopped in time. So making sure that you're focused on the road, what's going on around you, is going to help you see those buses a little sooner and get stopped. But if you do get stopped, if you do pass a school bus and you receive a citation, that's up to a $500 fine and a 1-year license suspension.
That means no driving.
Yeah, no driving for a year. So that extra 10 seconds you gained out of going past
you
that school bus lost for a year, right? So it's typically a mandatory appearance in court. You don't get the opportunity to just pay a ticket. You've got to go talk to the judge about that one. It's one that they usually deem pretty serious. So
do not pass go.
Right.
You pay $500.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're done.
One of the other kind of confusing parts about it is, when do I stop, right? On what type of roadway? So typically, if you're on a roadway that has 3 lanes or less, you need to stop. Mm-hmm. If it's 4 lanes, so you have 2 lanes going one direction, 2 lanes coming the other, only the traffic that's going the same direction as the school bus needs to stop. So I don't know that that comes into play too much around here. But if you're into Wayne County, there's some areas that are that way. If you're into Tuscarawas County, there's some areas that comes in. But if you're in the same direction on a 4-lane road, you must stop. If you're going the opposite direction on a 4-lane road, you don't have to stop. But good rule of thumb, if it's 3 lanes or less, stop.
You're stopping.
Yeah, you're coming to a stop. So that's another thing that tends to confuse people. But that's kind of clarification on that.
And if you're close, watch the bus driver.
Sure.
Because they'll let you know. They'll keep the yellow one longer.
Yeah.
Like I had an incident the other day where I knew where the driveway was.
Yep.
I was already at the bus as they were turning the yellow on. Obviously, I'm not just going to stop in the middle of there because the bus is going to go past me at that point.
Right.
But I knew where those kids were getting off, so, but
yeah, and a lot of the times the bus drivers are pretty reasonable. If they come to a stop
notice.
And they realize that you'll see them wave you on, they'll let you get going because they don't want you to be in a bad position that confuses the kids. Typically, most of the time, the bus pulls up, they're going to hold their hand up for the kids to stay in place until they deem that it's clear, and then they'll put their arm down. That allows that notifies the children to come across the road or load the bus, however that looks. But we all know
children
kids
are unstable chemicals.
Sometimes they make poor decisions.
Energetic, yeah. They bounce around like electrons in an atom. I'm trying to sound scientific here. I don't know if it's working or not.
Well, they just get excited when the bus comes and they kind of get on a one-track mind.
Or get home.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're either looking to get on the bus or get off the bus, and they're not necessarily always looking around. So you got to pay attention that one's not going to dart out in front of you or something.
Just like anywhere where you see kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but anyways, that's next week. It starts on Monday, goes through Friday, so you'll probably see us a lot. You know, we can't be everywhere all the time. Obviously, we can't be in every school zone at every time the lights are on. We can't follow every bus, but we will be putting a focus on that for next week to try and make sure that we're, you know, hammering that home to people and making sure they understand the importance.
So pay attention, folks.
Yep.
Not just next week, but every week.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's not just 1 week that we're focusing on it, right? We do focus on it throughout
the year.
Get
a little extra.
Yeah, we just put a little extra. Yeah, a little extra effort for this 1 week. But you will see us throughout the course of the school year, sitting in those school zones, following those school buses, paying attention.
Boy, as you were starting to talk about School Bus Safety Week, I do believe that on the school bus end of it, if I remember correctly, that's when you always did the fire drill. On the bus.
And the tall
people in the back had to be the ones
who could jump
out first and help everybody
That's
out.
Been a minute since I've done one of those, right?
I can see the recognition. You're like, oh,
yeah.
It was so awful. I usually try to get a ride on that day because I hated it so much.
Yeah, that's one of those memories that you don't always
core memory right there.
For sure. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. So anything else to bring up before we
get back on the ropes? Getting the weather's changing, it's getting darker or earlier, you know, just make sure you're paying attention in the evenings. We're going to start to get those deer running around, you know, focusing on the roadway, making sure your headlights are working, your car's in good working condition as we go into this time of year.
It's about that time.
Yep, absolutely.
Daylight savings is in a couple weeks.
Yep.
But it's fall back.
Right.
We get an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, you got to look at the benefits, right?
This is a good one. All right, well, thank you for joining with me. That was Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol.